Welcome everyone. Continue with Zechor LeMiriam from the Chofetz Chaim, Shir number 94 in Perek Chof Dalet. Imagine if you had the opportunity to stand in front of the Chofetz Chaim and he would give you an Eitzah, a Haftacha, a promise to follow a certain approach to protect yourself from speaking Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim is doing this for us right now here in Zechor LeMiriam. Umuv Tuchani. This is a haftacha. This is a promise. Shebeim tase kadavar hazeh pa'am machadois. That if you follow this approach a few times, loy yekosh lecha hadavar hazeh. It will not be so difficult for you to prevent yourself from speaking Lashon Hara. What is he discussing? We said previously the Eitzah. That when it comes to davening, before you daven, in order for your tefillahs to be accepted, your maharher b'tshuva, you think to Hashem, please accept my tshuva, b'tshuva shleima, that I spoke lashon hara, dvarim b'teilim, diburim asurim, and I want to come and daven to you with a clean mouth. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, when a person does this, shachris, and then mincha, and then mairiv, day after day, he trains himself that he wants his mouth to be a mouth that can praise Hashem, that a mouth that can communicate with Hashem, he's going to prevent himself, he's going to hold himself back from speaking Lashon Hara. Because after he finishes davening, for the next few hours, he's charged. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara now, because I know I'm going to stand in front of Hashem and ask Hashem to forgive me because I spoke Lashon Hara. So I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara again. That for hours after you daven ma'ariv, your charata, that you felt bad after you daven mincha, it'll continue for hours after ma'ariv as well. This is the Eitzah from the Chofetz Chaim. That before we daven, we should do tshuva to Hashem and ask Hashem for forgiveness for speaking dvarim asurim. And in mitzvah Hashem, this will carry us throughout the whole entire day not to speak Dvarim Asurim.